Ever feel like you could just outrun all your problems? Well, today's deep dive might actually convince you it's possible, at least mentally. We're going to be diving into the Zen of running.
It does seem a little counterintuitive at first, right?
Right.
This idea of meditation, stillness, quiet, and then running all that movement energy.
Yeah. It's like, how do those two things even go together? But, you know, when I actually got into this text, it started to click. Kind of like finding this hidden trail that totally changes how you see a familiar park.
Exactly. And that trail leads to, you know, some pretty amazing mental benefits, too.
Okay, yes. Sell me on this. What's the connection? Where do we even start?
Well, one of the most, I think, fundamental connections is rhythm.
Rhythm. Like a runner's pace, that kind of rhythm. Mm.
Exactly. So think about it. When you're meditating, a lot of times you're focusing on your breath.
Right.
And when you're running, you've got that steady pace, your footfalls, you know, you've got your heart rate go. It's that same kind of repetitive motion. And so just like focusing on your breath can help quiet the mind. When you're meditating, having that rhythm on the run, it can have that same effect.
Okay. So I've definitely had those runs where you kind of get in the zone and you sort of space out a little bit. Is that kind of what we're talking about
you
here?
You got it. Yeah. It's not just spacing out, though. It's more like tapping into what they call a flow state, where because your mind isn't so cluttered with all that, you know, usual chatter, time kind of melts away.
It does feel like that sometimes. You just look up and, whoa, how'd I get here? So this whole idea of moving meditation, that's not just like a new age thing, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, it's been around for centuries.
Right, right.
Like, you know, walking meditation is a perfect example.
Yeah, Kinnan, right.
Exactly. And the key with all of this, whether you're running, walking, whatever, is find that sweet spot of, you know, what they call relaxed alertness.
Relaxed alertness. That's an interesting combo.
Yeah. It's about not being totally tense and pushing yourself to the limit, but it's also not just going through the motions, you know.
Yeah.
You still need to be present in your body, present in your mind.
So how does someone who's, you know, maybe not training to be a monk, how do we actually translate this to everyday life? What's the benefit for, you know, the average person?
Well, imagine, you know, being able to tackle your runs and your day-to-day life with less stress, better focus. You might even find you're hitting that runner's high more often.
Okay, a runner's high on demand. Now, you've got my attention, but how? How does that actually work?
Well, it's not magic. There's actually some science behind it. Both running and meditation, they've been shown to calm what's called the default mode network in our brains.
I'm sorry, the what now?
The default mode network. It's basically like the part of your brain that's always on, even when you're not really focused on anything. It's that inner monologue, that mental chatter, you know, like replaying that awkward conversation you had or worrying about some deadline.
Oh, that part of my brain. Yeah, no, it's very active.
Right. But when we can quiet that chatter, whether it's through running or meditation, we become, well, less reactive to stress, more present, more open to those moments of, you know, clarity or even bliss.
So it's not really about, like, fighting my brain when I run. It's more about, I don't know, redirecting it.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. It's like this more active way to kind of gently guide your mind back to the present moment.
Okay, this is promising. But for those of us who are listening, how do we actually do it? Are there specific techniques from the text that really stood out to you?
Absolutely. One of the, I think, simplest but most effective is breath awareness.
Breath awareness. So like just paying attention to my breath while I'm running.
Pretty much. It sounds simple, but it really works. You can even try syncing your breath to your steps if you want.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's like a moving mantra. Helps ground you in the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Like counting steps, but way less boring. I can get behind that. The text also mentions something called mindful observation, especially for running outside. What's the deal with that?
It's about like really engaging your senses. You know, instead of just zoning out when you run, you're actually tuning in to what's around you. The colors, the sounds, maybe even smells. Whatever's going on around you. Feel the breeze, feel the ground under your feet, you know, that kind of thing.
So it's like instead of just trying to get through the miles, I'm actually like letting the whole run in, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, it's about finding those little, you know, extraordinary things in the ordinary. Even if it's that same old route you always run, it can feel totally different when you're really present.
Interesting. So we're not just talking about feeling good during the run, right? I mean, the text suggested this can actually have like a ripple effect on other parts of our lives.
Oh, absolutely. When you're out there running with intention, bringing that like mindfulness, that focus to each step. It's like you're training your mind to be more present, more disciplined, more resilient, even. And those qualities, those are things that stick with you long after you've cooled down from your run.
It's like building those mental muscles, but for, everyday life.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're talking about stress reduction, better focus, all that good stuff. But the text also touched on something that I found really interesting, the spiritual side of running. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting. I mean, for some people, running, it really does become more than just exercise.
Yeah.
It was like a moving meditation in a way. It's a way to kind of connect with something bigger than themselves.
Yeah. The text even mentioned like long distance running as being a kind of pilgrimage, a journey of self-discovery almost. It's pretty amazing how a physical act like that can take on such a, profound meaning.
It is. And I think it's important to say we're not talking about, forcing spirituality on anybody here. It's more about just being open to the experience, to whatever insights might come up naturally when you just quiet your mind and run.
So less about like turning every runner into a Zen master, more about recognizing maybe that there's this potential for something, deeper within the act of running itself.
Exactly. It's about, paying attention to how running makes you feel, what kind of thoughts or emotions come up, and ultimately what you might discover about yourself along the way.
Okay, so for our listeners who are listening to this and they're thinking, all right, this sounds great. I want to give this whole Zen running thing a try. What's like the most important thing for them to remember? What's the first step?
I think it all comes back to intention. Before you even head out the door for a run, take a moment, just a brief moment to connect with your why. Why am I doing this today? What do I want to get out of this run? And it doesn't have to be complicated, this big, whole thing.
Is it about like blowing off some steam? Is it connecting with nature? Maybe proving to myself that I can run another mile?
Exactly. Whatever it is, just defining that intention, even if it's just like a word, a feeling, it can transform your run. Take it from being just a physical activity to something, more mindful, more meaningful.
But giving your run a purpose.
Exactly. And over time, as you continue to do that, run with that intention, you might be surprised by, the insights, even the transformations that unfold, both on and off the track.
It's like you were saying before, about finding that hidden trail. It really does feel like when you start running with this intention, with this mindfulness, that it's like you're uncovering this whole new layer to something that I thought I already knew.
Yeah, and the best part is it really is a path that's open to everyone. You don't have to be training for a marathon. You don't need to be a meditation guru to, to get something out of this. Just start where you are.
No marathon required. That's a relief for sure. Although the text did mention there can be challenges, especially when you're first starting out. Like, how do you deal with, the inevitable aches and pains? Those moments when your body is kind of screaming at you to stop. What do you do with that?
Well, it's true. I mean, discomfort, it's a part of running, just like it's a part of, life in general. But the text encourages us to, kind of meet that discomfort with the same mindfulness that we're bringing to the rest of our run. So instead of fighting against it or getting frustrated, just try to observe it.
Observe it. So, like, I'm running, I feel a pain in my knee, and I'm like, hey there, discomfort. Nice to see you again.
Well, not necessarily, although a little mental humor can't hurt. But no, I mean, really try to just notice it. Where do you feel it in your body? How does it change maybe as you continue to run? How does your mind react to it?
Interesting. So it's almost like turning that discomfort into, I don't know, like a learning experience as opposed to just something to grip my teeth and power through.
Exactly. And the same goes for those, wandering thoughts. Because your mind, is going to wander. I mean, that's just what minds do, But instead of getting like totally swept away in that mental to-do list, you just gently guide your attention back to the run, back to your breath, your body, the world around you.
So we're really talking about training that mindfulness muscle, but in a way that like energizes you, as opposed to, I don't know, just like zenning out on a cushion somewhere.
Exactly. It's about bringing that same presence, that awareness to every aspect of your run and honestly to your life.
This has been really eye-opening. I feel like we're just kind of scratching the surface here of what's possible when you combine these two things, running and mindfulness.
Oh, we're just getting started. I mean, the text even touched on some pretty cutting-edge research about how this practice can actually literally change your brain. You know, rewiring it for more focus, more resilience, even happiness.
Wow. So we're talking about not just a good run, but a brain upgrade. I mean, what's not to love about that? As we're wrapping up here, is there like one final thought you want to leave our listeners with? Something for them to, I don't know, think about, maybe try on their next run?
Yeah, I would say that next time you're getting ready for a run, you got your shoes on, you're about to head out the door, just pause for a second. Ask yourself, what am I seeking from this run today? Connect with that intention, let it guide you. And I think you might be surprised by, you know, the sense of peace, maybe even joy that can emerge when you find your own personal zen on the run.
I love it. Find your zen on the run. That's something we can all get behind. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. Until next time, everyone, happy running.